This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Officials say a very deep fire hampered rescue efforts Saturday at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, where authorities are racing to recover any survivors beneath a mountain of rubble. At a news conference, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Caba told WPLG first responders are dealing with the fire as best they can.
We are using infrared technology. We're using foam. We're using water. And all the tactics that we can to contain the fire and minimize the smoke spread. Obviously, the smoke itself is the biggest barrier.
159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which killed at least four. Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Delta coronavirus, first identified in India, appears to be dominating new infections in South Africa. Acting Health Minister Mamoloko Kubayi told a news conference by Zoom on Saturday that the country was now in the midst of a third wave of COVID-19 with more than 18,000 new infections and 215 deaths recorded Friday.
We are in the third wave. We continue to see infections rapidly rising, and the number of these infections continue to rise, and Gauteng continues to be the epicenter of these new infections.
South Africa is the worst hit country in Africa in terms of COVID-19 infections and deaths. The rollout of vaccines in South Africa has been slow, with just 2.7 million administered so far out of a population of 60 million. Police in riot gear on Saturday blocked streets to try to thwart gay pride marchers in Istanbul, while thousands turned out joyfully in Paris and elsewhere in Europe after pandemic privations. Authorities have banned Istanbul Pride events since 2015, citing public security and, more recently, COVID-19 restrictions. Thousands of people turned Paris streets into a rainbow-colored festival celebrating being together again after a year and a half of pandemic restrictions. In Berlin, demonstrators set off on three routes toward the central Alexanderplatz in a format meant to both avoid bigger gatherings during the pandemic and to reflect the diversity of the LGBT community. Virus concerns forced cancellation of Pride events in Lisbon and postponement of London's usually heavily attended event. Five people died after a hot air balloon they were riding in hit power lines in New Mexico's largest city and the gondola crashed to the ground. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
The crash happened on Albuquerque's west side around 7 in the morning. The FAA says the gondola, which is the basket of the balloon, fell about 100 feet, crashing in the median of a busy street, catching on fire. The balloon floated away, eventually landing on the roof of a home. Two men, including the pilot, and two women died, according to police spokesman Gilbert Gallegos.
We know from experience here in Albuquerque that sometimes winds kick up or, you know, things happen that make it difficult for balloons to navigate. We're not sure the cause of this at this point. Obviously, the FAA will look into this and determine what the cause was.
The crash also knocked power out to thousands. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.